a couple parts that,
anyway,
like,
hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of the Patreon. We were just talking about something not related to the show, certainly not indicative of anyone else's behavior. We are happy to join you guys here for this week's Patreon episode, and fun week, right, Christian?
It's been a normal week for me, so yes, it has been a fun week.
Yeah, that must be interesting, normal week, because I don't know what that even is anymore.
Yeah, you sent me...
Like, that is not even a thing.
You sent me a text the other day that said you're going a little stir-crazy, huh? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, getting there. Yeah, just at home with several children at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got started homeschool, whatever you would call, like, setting up my oldest daughter, 10 years old, for remote schooling.
Okay.
At home on the computer, which is mostly fine. The teacher has this thing where he's like, look, I don't want to overwhelm parents with, like, too much work. But to me, it's like, I want, like, a shitload of work so I can just keep her busy.
Right, yeah. Just pile it on.
She literally, like, she finishes her work in an hour. And so it's like, all right, now what do I do? And then I have to entertain her for the next 6 hours. Plus two other kids, one of them being 6 months old. So, yeah, just at home, four of us. It's
good God.
It's a lot to handle. Yeah, it's a so. And I remarked to my wife tonight, I was like, how the fuck is it Tuesday? Like, it really, it's been 2 days of this. It's been insane. Oh my God. Like, I don't recommend this life for people.
it's so
much
easier.
Like, kids are great, but it's so much easier to work wise to just deal with grown-ups, because they're all the same people. Like, they're just robots. They don't give a shit about you or anyone else. Kids have so much stuff involved with them that it's so much more difficult to manage.
So what you're saying is, don't get laid off, and if you do, make sure you don't have kids at home. So
that's okay. Right. Yeah, if you ever see a pandemic coming around the corner, do not have three kids.
God.
Yeah, but it's also like there's a part of it that's actually pretty cool too, because the whole waking up at like 8 o'clock is pretty sweet. Whereas before, my alarm was 5.
Good God. Yeah.
So just like waking up when the activities around the house is different than waking up to an alarm. That's the biggest plus so far. There's the plus of, like, you're at home, you can do whatever you want with a lot of stuff, but that's also a huge negative. So,
yeah,
I can just eat anything I want. As if I was a Neanderthal, that'd be awesome. But as a normal adult male in 2020, it's a horrible thing, because I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah, it's
and I just wind up doing that. So
yeah, the snacking is
now you
out
have
of control.
You have a little more discipline.
Yeah, but still, like, the other day, I just kind of, like, yesterday, I just kind of, like, absentmindedly just, like, ate a whole box of Triscuits in, like, 20 minutes, just because it was one of those things
you just don't even, it just don't even know
matter.
What's happening.
It was just like, well, you know, I'm just going to be working on this thing. I'll just have a couple Triscuits, and, like, hand went in, hit the bottom of the box, and it's like, oof, not a good feeling, and especially when it's like, I could probably eat at least 4 times the amount of that over again. Just out of just
your
boredom.
Balls deep on the Triscuit box, just bottomed out.
Yeah, just bottoming out. <You're> just like, yeah, just back walling it. And
at least that feels good to know that you can actually do that. The problem is, it's a Triscuit box, not a confused, angry young woman. Now,
okay,
yeah. So that's been my biggest issue with this whole thing, is just like, I need to figure out a good, you know, schedule, a routine, mm-hmm. or something, and for everybody, honestly, like,
yeah,
not just me, but, you know, kids are in a different situation now. They were in daycare and school, and now they're not. So, and me, not clearly not employed, and yeah, trying to figure it out. And even like I've had stuff on paper and then 20 minutes in something goes awry and like, well, the whole day is done then.
Yeah, one small slip can kind of throw the whole thing out. Kid hits their head or whatever, and the next thing you know, the next hour is getting them set up.
Yeah, I punch a kid in the face and suddenly the whole day is different. You know, and it's so funny. I feel like we've talked about this before, but as a kid, like, they don't understand that I'm wildly incompetent. They think I have some idea of what I'm doing.
Sure.
And like when you were that age, you probably thought the same thing about your parents. Like, yeah, these guys have everything under control. And it's pretty funny to look back now. It's like, nah, no, they didn't.
Yeah, there's a very surprising we did not die. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that's been a lot of my week, is that nostalgic trip as well. Just this whole past month has been absolutely Wreck-It Ralph on my brain, as they say. And April looks to be probably even dumber, even more batshit insane as far as months go.
Yeah, it's shaping up.
Because it's going to be like March, but the whole month will be as bad, probably worse.
Well, do you want to check in on some of the liberal Democrats online and see how they're handling isolation? Why don't we do that?
I would imagine they're handling it very well.
Yeah. Well, I found a couple posts from some folks that decided to just post through it as they normally do. So the first one here is from Sonia Gupta, who is a journalist, poet, something, 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 something. So she tweeted out, somehow Joe Biden is less white man of a white man than Bernie Sanders. Like, obviously, they're both white men, but you get what I'm saying, right? So everyone proceeded to dunk on her for that one. She then followed it up and said,
there's many, many, many opportunities to dump on her for that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can go many angles.
Well, then she followed it up by saying, I don't understand why everybody's saying I'm being anti-Semitic. And then, like, you know, 20-tweet thread about, like, if you knew what anti-Semitism really was, blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, she just started doing the thing where she just started blocking anybody replying to her and then eventually locked her account. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. You
always love to see that. Gal by the name of Bootsy525, she tweeted this out. I want every Bernie bro in my mention who is hashtagging hashtag believe women to formally apologize for not believing Elizabeth Ann Warren's account of her conversation with Bernard Sanders. So just another
Elizabeth Ann Warren.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's hard to, like, when you're doing that sort of, like she said, Elizabeth Warren and Bernard Sanders, like Elizabeth Ann Warren, and Bernard Sanders, like trying to make it. Like, what is that instinct to make it sound more real with the full names? It's some weird sort of...
Yeah, I'm not stupid sure. Thing? Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that is. Yeah, I'm not
weird
sure.
Weird instinct, sometimes you see that with people.
Yeah, I think it's more of a thing, or if it's like... Yeah, more it carries more weight. But then everybody was saying, are you saying that women claiming that Joe Biden raped them is akin to Bernie Sanders saying that he didn't want to talk to Elizabeth Warren? So, again, another set of
right.
Block, block, block. And I have one more kind of in the same thread from that. This is from a lady, Stephanie Whittles Watts,
okay.
Who is an American voice actress, activist, and author. Is what her bio reads.
Sure.
This was in response to a thread talking about the accusations against Joe Biden. And what she had to say was, for the sake of our argument, say Joe Biden is a rapist. Trump is also a rapist. Mm. So why not vote God for the rapist with the better policies? This is not like a late night tweet.
Technically correct, I guess, but why would you say it?
She did delete this tweet. She didn't block anybody. She mm-hmm. deleted it, but she also has not responded to anybody asking her about why'd you do that? Why did you think that was a good idea? So
it's a shame because her brother was such a good... Do you know her brother, Harris Whittles?
Yes, from Parks and Rec fame and other
companies. Yeah, and then who died a couple years ago over an overdose. And super funny guy. And then this is his legacy, I guess, is this this dumb broad. Yeah, that's a shame. I mean, we all knew that. Goddamn, we knew 2020 would have the dumbest takes, but wow, I mean, we didn't expect this curveball with the virus and Biden, who's like Biden, who is more brain dead than we than ever usual. Could have imagined.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most. It's really, when you really step back and look, like, he has. This is the most worthless candidate I've ever seen in my life. And his like approval rating, like, you know, when they look at like enthusiastic support, it's like 26%,
which is like what half it's, of what Hillary had or something.
It's like enough. Like, Trump has at least twice that. So, and honestly, like, with the whole virus thing going on, I can only speak personally, but I feel like there's probably a ton of people who just like step back and think like, who cares about any of this dumb election bullshit? Like,
right at this point,
and when you have a guy really who clearly doesn't give a shit, and then a Trump who also doesn't give it, it's really hard to. I think most people just don't even care. They're just like, even less than usual, just do not give a shit.
Did you see the thing today? Did you see the press conference Trump had? And a reporter was like, so, you know, the whole COVID thing and your impeachment was going on at the same time. And do you think you focusing on the impeachment might have caused you to overlook like the severity of the pandemic? And Trump's like, you know, I was being impeached. You know, what was I supposed to do? Was I not supposed to pay attention to it? And he was like trying to like twist the guy's arm and be like,
sure.
And it was like, okay, so this is the guy. This is the guy for that's going to save us. This is great.
It is wild that he's the guy who's in charge right now.
And literally does not give it. It just doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He does not care. He had the MyPillow guy come up to do like a talk.
That was fucking hysterical. Why is that guy in the same zip code as Trump, let alone on the same stage? It's insane. It's really funny. But also that's what's so part of because of how completely horrible Biden is, like, when you picture Biden in the same role, it's like, yeah, that'd probably be about the same thing. Like, guy who has no idea what the hell's going on. Might be, you know, you can say, I guess he might be, his speechwriters might be a little more presidential, as it were. Sure. But you know there's no actual decisions being made by Biden that you can trust that will be like him. Like, there's nothing about the guy. And it really, like, as when you think of how much work Bernie people put in and the results are that Biden's going to win a landslide, just goes to show you that democracy is stupid.
Just a sham.
It sucks ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And we should never be done again. And honestly, I'm probably going to just vote for Trump in November. Like, just, why not, right?
Because it's not going to matter who you vote for anyways, right?
Well, it's like, I mean, like, we deserve the worst stuff to happen to us. So I'm just going to go ahead and vote for Trump.
Do we?
Just like,
is that how you feel? Okay.
That's kind of how I feel. Like, we're just a country full of buffoons and gross fat people. And might as well just get the worst possible guy in charge and be done with it. Like, why bother wasting, you know? Like, why pretend that we're anything but the worst people on the planet? Let's just enjoy. Let's just go out with a bang, you know?
just watch it burn.
So we can enjoy another 12 more years of Trump. And then once that's over with, we can have Don Jr. or Eric in there. Ivanka.
Baron, Tiffany. Yeah, just the whole gang will be there.
Might as well.
Speaking of watching the world burn, we got a voicemail message here, and from a certain clown prince of crime. What is it? Whatever. The Joker called. So here's a voicemail that we got from the Joker. Unfortunately, here, I'll play it.
DC's the Joker.
We got to make sure we get that out there. The DC's Joker. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
You want to know how I got this strain of SARS? I didn't follow the quarantine rules. And you know why? Because I'm the freaking Joker, baby.
Great. Really glad we gave
thanks, Joker, for that.
Really
one.
Glad we gave that number out.
Now what is that number? It's 904. Okay, let me say it. It's I'm gonna recite it from memory. Okay. And I'm pretty sure I have it. It's 904 468 4248.
Nope.
All right. Am I close?
It's 904-468-7678, which is post. You all could right. just say post at the end and not.
I got. So 904-468-2023.
All right. Okay.
Great. So 904-468-POST?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. So if you want to leave a voicemail, and again, as I mentioned in a previous episode, feel free to, if you're going to do it, have an actual reason to do it. Please don't just call. Please call and say something. I'm sure we have more voicemails that are quality that we can get to in a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tonight, before this, we started recording, and before technical difficulties where it took a little too long for me to figure out how to actually record, we are remote again, as you can probably tell, and swapping around computers and everything. This whole thing has been a whole nightmare, and but we're still coming to you guys live.
Live nope. via tape.
In no way could this be considered live. We're doing what we can. But before, my oldest daughter, she's 10 years old, and I discovered this week, as she's staying here, that she has become a huge fan of The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
So before we hopped on with you, we watched two episodes of classic season 6 episodes of The Simpsons from 1994, and she's just laughing the whole time. And you know, I don't think she's getting all the jokes necessarily.
Well,
but
sure.
It was insane to watch and realize that these episodes that we're watching came out when I was 10.
Yeah. So there's some more nostalgia for you, huh?
It's absolutely crazy to. I don't know how to explain that to people. That feeling of I don't know what that is. Like she just out of nowhere just like, yeah, I'm a Simpsons fan. Like a Simpsons.
I'm a big time Simpsons head. Yeah.
I was like, you were just like a My Little Pony fan. Like, what the hell? And now we're here. Like. It's weird.
Does she have access to Disney Plus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So.
No. She's been corrupted by Disney. Like, who would have thought Disney Plus would have been
that corruption the source? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how do the old Simpsons episodes hold up? I mean,
they're great. Yeah. They. I mean, there's jokes that there was a extended joke about the show Martin. Remember that one?
Yes,
Martin
Lawrence's
sitcom from 1994, 1995. There was a pretty long joke about that. Okay. I was like,
strange, guys, strange.
I was trying to explain that to her. Like, there once was a show called Martin 26 years ago. Predates history as far as you can tell. It wasn't worth mentioning then. Let alone 2.5 decades later.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That's a really weird topic. Like, I understand it's like topical for the time, but even then, that seems exceptionally strange to have.
I mean, especially The Simpsons, like, infamously, their shows would take like 8 months to make due to animation and all that in Korea. So I'm sure even then, that joke was like, oh, really? Martin's been canceled for 4 months. Why would you even bring that up?
I found a very interesting thread the other day about The Simpsons, which I would share with you, but you're no longer on Twitter again. But it's somebody found...
Again, folks, fell off. I remember I made a promise earlier this month that I would stay off till April 1st at least. Then I got fired. Then I said, I'll hop on, try and promote something. And then earlier today I said, fuck it. I still hate Twitter. So hopped off again, deactivated. It really is the worst website.
Yeah, so this was this thread about how the Simpsons, they recorded different voiceovers for different regions, and they had this whole thread about there's a French Canadian and a French version of the Simpsons, and so
okay,
there's an episode where Bart goes to France. I'm sure you're familiar with, and he has to learn how to speak French. So the way they got around that is when Bart goes to France. So when in the French Canadian version, he's speaking like slang French Canadian, and the other French people don't understand him. So then he has to like learn French. And then for the French version, he's speaking like slang, like outer line, like farmer's French, because he's like a rural kid, and they don't understand. So it was kind of interesting to think like I never would have considered that you would had to, like there would be things like that where they have to.
Yeah, the Simpsons did a lot of that where they'd be like they'd be in Japan suddenly, or you know, Korea. It's like, okay, now what if you're actually there? And like that's part of the joke, is that they're speaking a language that we as typical brave Americans do not understand.
Vanilla faces, yeah.
Yeah, but over there, I guess they speak these weird languages. So.
Don't do that.
Theoretically, they do. What's up? Yeah, so I mean it's pretty cool to think about stuff like that. I remember something that was a big deal a couple of years ago, which you should be quite familiar with this.
Okay.
In the same sort of vein. I think it was Captain America. It was the second movie where there was like he had like a notepad in his pocket. That he whipped out.
Oh, it had like reference stuff he had to check.
It was like, here's a list of things on my notepad that I need to check out since I've been, you know, thawed out in the past, 60 years or something like that. And it changed by region, depending on where you saw the movie. And I think, like, you know, in America, it'd be like, you know, look up, Kennedy Assassination, or look up
Little Caesar's the Beatles,
or something like that. Tell you what, last couple days, that's been a heavy feature in this household. But yeah, so in, like, China, obviously the list was very different. You know, South Africa, wildly different list. And it's part of me appreciates that, but there's another part of me was like,
is it for a kind of a throwaway gag, is it worth?
Right, because the rest of the movie doesn't do that. Like, it's just...
No, it's still set in Washington,
clearly, D.C. Yeah. Like, we know he's in Arlington, Virginia. We know, like, okay. It would be really weird if his list had something to do with, like, he was in, you know, Nigeria. Like, we know that's not where he is.
I'm thinking them doing, like, the deep fake thing and, like, putting, like... a filter over Chris Evans' face to make him like
just make him black. Is that what you're saying? Like, really just go all out with it. You might as well if you're doing that dumb shit, right?
Yeah, I mean, why not just take it just go the whole way and just make a
it's like when they did like the Spider-Man movie from 2001 where they edited out the Twin Towers from the scene. Is like, so are we led to believe that this is a post 9/11 Spider-Man world, or is it just supposed to be
another universe?
Twin Towers never existed.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or what are we doing here? Like, if you're gonna make these weird edits, you gotta commit to them. You can't just do a throwaway edit, right?
Yeah, man. Well, there's other movies where they, you know, 20 years later they go back and like edit it out for like TV, and it's like, who's that helping? Like honestly, who's that? Like, someday they just want everybody to forget. They don't want you to remember 9/11, so they just want it to be gone.
In similar, the Star Wars special editions, they had one of them. You know, we all know that George Lucas edited the fuck out of those things, right? And there was one where it was a special scene where it was a deleted scene from the first movie, Star Wars: A New Hope, where Han met with Jabba the Hutt, and it was like the original Jabba the Hutt was just some big fat guy, like not some big fat slug creature, just a normal yeah. fat guy. And in the special edition, Lucas edited it where he put in a completely dog shit CGI really bad, version of really Jabba, bad the Hutt. Jabba the Hutt.
Yes,
and it was like 1997, and that was bad enough. But then, like 9 years later, like 2006, 2005, maybe
he did
another one. And then for some reason, he threw in like Boba Fett just standing around in the background. Like, and then apparently in that same year, he edited all the Empire Strikes Back dialogue for Boba Fett to be the same accent as the guy from the prequels. I was like, who is... what stupid level of detail? Why are you doing... like, it's not... there's no one watching it that's like, hey, wait a second. That guy's not Australian for no reason. It's such a... that it's the stupidest level of detail, but it's... yeah. It's when you do the level of detail that's stupid, but not the level of detail that's like... why didn't you just make those prequels good? Like, why couldn't you do that?
You spent
why couldn't you put
the level... it literally was too much fan service to the point where it was like all the little throwaway jokes and stuff. I was thinking about those the other day because, man, those movies are dog shit. I mean, they just are dog shit. And because I was thinking to myself, I have all this time, you know, I have time after work and stuff, after the kid goes to bed. I'm like, maybe I should watch the Star Wars movies again. And I was like, why? Like, at this point, it seems like such a waste of, like, there's so many other movies that I have not seen. So now I've just been watching movies that I haven't seen, which seems like a much better use of my time than watching movies
that I've seen. If you're going to do any movies,
500 times or whatever, so collectively. So, sucks, man.
Yeah. The prequels were, man, I don't. The more I think about the sequels, the more I don't like them. But prequels are special kind of bad, but I still do appreciate them because it is just one crazy guy's whole vision, you know? There's something kind of... there's a mysticism involved with just like... this is just some batshit insane, shitty bearded fat guy's idea of what a universe should be.
Of what's cool.
Versus like, you know, Disney's... let's just go on the most, you know, completely cynical profiteering method of making movies.
Just make some toys. Yes, sir.
It turns out they're both bad. Maybe you should have something in between, not just a crazy asshole or just greedy business. Maybe there should be, like, I don't know, some sort of artistry involved, maybe.
Well, I mean, that's asking a bit much, isn't it? Well,
yeah, they shouldn't do that anymore with movies. Thankfully, we'll never have to worry about movies again because those are never going to be released in theaters because theaters are dead now.
Yeah, so. That's right. And it's going to be interesting how many businesses are going to be closed after the 90 days that we're all locked in our house.
God damn it. Yeah, I've seen just today saw several local restaurants and cafes that I like are just closed up. They said indefinitely, which means probably forever. Just forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they have like landlords and stuff, and that's just over with now. That sucks. And I see a lot of posts that are like, "Hey, we need to support these local businesses. You know, they're going to run out of money without us."
And how would you like us to do that?
I want to say like, I can't do that because I don't have a job like so many other people. Like, we would love to help you out, but understand this isn't just. It's not like there's a bunch of people out there with just money in their pockets waiting to spend it on something. Like, there's... money is really bad right now.
Yeah.
And it's not just you guys. It's a lot of people. And if your business falters, it's not because people don't like you. It's because they don't have money to spend either. So, yeah.
Well, you know what?
It's just bad for everybody.
We got a voicemail in reference to that. Should we play it?
Okay. Let's hear it.
Hey, I don't want to give my name. So, with coronavirus getting more serious, lots of states are implementing shelter in places where you can't really go to work if you don't work from home or have the ability to work from home. People are losing their jobs and stuff. Well, my employer has decided that what we do is so important that we don't really need to follow the shelter-in-place guidelines. They went so far as to email all employees a letter, and in the letter is sort of an explanation as to what we do, and we've been instructed to print off the letter and show it to any law enforcement officer that might try to pull us over on our way to work if a shelter-in-place is ever put in to into effect in my area. So this is actually good news for you guys, because I know Geiger got laid off recently, and I'm not really sure how credit cards work when you die, but if I'm dead, since I'm a Patreon subscriber, I figure those payments will just kind of continue for a while, so you're welcome. I don't know if I like how this voicemail went, so I might hang up and redo this one, but I think it was pretty good.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you.
Who was that? Nameless. Who was that from?
That was somebody that didn't want to give their name.
Okay. Sensing that a lot with our voicemails. Aside from the last one, of course, from Joker. But yeah, that sucks. God damn. Yeah. Except for the Patreon part. That's really great. Yeah. It's a fucking weird time right now.
Yeah, it is. It is really strange. I'm enjoying seeing the people bitching about stuff like not being able to get their groceries delivered because there's not enough spaces on the Instacart because it's all overwhelmed. And meanwhile, like, not in even taking into consideration like the people that are running their whatever, you know,
sure,
extra large Doritos bag to them, are putting themselves at risk and everyone around them. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
yeah, that's about what you would expect from our society, our fellow countrymen. Yeah. It's going about what you would think, man. It's really hard to, I mean, I know everyone listening understands that the surrealness of this whole thing is very, I don't know how to, like, it's like everything still feels normal, but at the same time, nothing is it remotely. It's because when everyone expected a pandemic to hit, they thought like, okay, I'm going to see everyone I know die and I'm going to have a shelter underground and all that, but we don't have to do that. Like, most people don't even know anyone that's sick, right?
True. Right.
So we're all, our entire lives have to change despite not knowing anybody that's affected by this thing, you know, for the most part. And it's like, that's a really weird way to face this thing, you know?
Yeah, it's a very big unknown, right? So I think that's what a lot of people are having the trouble with. And I think the other thing, too, is that it's, I don't want to call it an entitlement thing, but it is a lot like people are used to a certain way of life. And that when that becomes disrupted in any small sense, it's suddenly like the end of the world for a lot of people. And I'm not talking about like people that are losing their jobs or anything, but like people that are like, I can't believe I have to work from inside my house and not have to pay for gas money and still get my paycheck every 2 weeks.
Right.
And have to, like, this is such bullshit. And it's like, what are you complaining about exactly? Because like, that's the, like, dream, man, that's, for a number of that, people.
You don't have any idea how great it is. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I think it's, people just don't know how to process a lot of this stuff.
Sure.
And I mean, it's really odd to be sharing, because I have friends like on Facebook, I have friends from, you know, in Europe and Australia and New Zealand, and they're all doing the exact same thing as we are. And that's like, that's pretty weird. Sure. That you're like, because there's a part of you that are like, let's check in with someone who's not experiencing this. Like, nope, everyone's has the same goddamn thing, you know? Because in Florida, we're used to like hurricane season or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, and like, you know, I got my brethren that I can relate to, but everyone else, they don't know what the hell's going on. I'll check in on them. They're living their normal lives. Then there's no one on the planet that's not experiencing the same thing. It's a really very interesting, extremely unique situation that we may never see again, hopefully.
Well, or we may see it every couple months for the next
Sure, yeah.
6 to 10 years. Also that. Is what yeah, they also are that. Projecting. So, you know, get used to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a part of it that you can sort of, you can, you know, I kind of appreciate the beauty of it in some way, that there's something very fascinating about it, and that one day you can tell your kids about and all that, your grandkids, and, you know, you kind of, you feel there's this unity in some way, but also, you know, how do you, but also not? Yeah. It's so weird,
everybody's
right?
against one another, but also everybody's in this together, but
all because you're in it together, but you can't actually hang out together, too, yeah. is another thing, so. That's, yeah.
Well, we're making it work, so, hey, you know. Speaking of some folks yeah. hanging out together, I found this is a post from Our Relationship Advice about a gal trying to spice up her isolation with her husband.
Okay, this good.
Is, all right. So I, 29 female, tried to surprise my husband, 28 male, and all he said was gross.
Why?
My husband and I have having a bit of a dry spell over the last 2 weeks, which started when I wasn't in the mood for a few days in a row and he was, and seems to have spiraled from there. Tonight, since we're stuck at home, I figured I would try and surprise him when he got off work. I put on some lingerie and waited on the sofa around when he usually finishes his last conference call. I got a little overexcited early and was touching myself a bit, and he came out of his office. He looked at me, seemed disgusted, and immediately goes, gross, do that in the bedroom or something, and walks away. I mean, I was trying to do something fun and spontaneous, and he says gross? I don't even know how to respond to that. We haven't talked since that, and I've just been stewing on it. I think I've gotten a little bit too much in my own head about this, because my best plan right now seems to electrocute him. Joking for that can't tell. But I mean, what kind of response is that? Gross? Who says that? I need an outside perspective. How would you respond? Here's the top response. I think he thought he just walked in on you masturbating. So... That's
still a bad thing to respond. In no gross. Way is that a great thing to say. Like, honestly, it would be better if I walked in and, like, my wife just called me the N-word or something like that. Like, it'd be much more...
I'm just trying to spice things up.
Much more palatable. Yeah. Like, oh, well, What? Look behind me, obviously, to see if there's anyone behind me. But, not like that would be better. She was like, N-word alert, as we have, you know, obviously beside our bed, we have the buttons that say that on there. But, yeah, that's a rough situation. And during quarantine, especially, forget about it. Yeah. Now, you've been quarantined for longer than this whole thing, so yeah, you're a little more advanced.
Yeah, since like the beginning
most
of
folks here.
Since beginning of what are we in March or so? Just because we were able to. So this is old hat to me now. So it's not too bad. Going to the grocery store is a little bit anxiety-inducing because I don't know if you've been out shopping and all, but down here, the folks in Florida just do not care and are just like, will walk up to you and they're like coughing and like reach around you. So that's pretty cool. Like nobody's taking any sort of precautions.
I will say it's been, I've basically not driven at all this week, which has been a godsend. I don't have my old job, which was, you know, is a... incredible distance from my house.
Yes.
Haven't driven at all the past 10 days, which is fucking great. I did have to make a drive this weekend to the Orlando area, which is, I don't know, what, usually about 90-minute drive. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Nothing. I was like on I-4 driving over 90, didn't even know I was doing it.
Because there's just nobody there. There's just no
there's
traffic
no
whatsoever.
One there. And like, it's a road that's usually like, it's an, you know, interstate, but sometimes you can barely hit 60 because it's just packed with people who are going to like Disney yep. World and just usual old dumb assholes just on the road. And yeah, just not a fucking soul. It was gorgeous.
Dreary, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but my God, it just felt like, I was like, if there's any positive to any of this shit, it's these this 2 hours that I have on the road here, just speeding down the road. It's like driving on Christmas or something. You know, everyone's just out. No one's out, and you're just get to be on the road. It felt so good. Now, that was probably going to be about the high point of this whole thing for me.
Now, isn't it interesting to think that just in the last 2 weeks, how much traffic has reduced, and the fact that like production across many businesses hasn't changed at all, and these are the same businesses that are like we can't possibly function from home. Like, we can't let our people work from home. And it's like, pretty weird. It's like, okay, so it takes a worldwide pandemic to, like, make people eat their hat as far as that kind of stuff goes. So that's always been interesting. But, man,
we're seeing a lot of that.
If that caught on here, that would be beautiful, because traffic in our area, every day it's worse and worse. And that would just be, man, that would be great. I'd love to be able to go to the grocery store that's less than 3 miles away, and it would take less than 20 minutes. That would be very cool.
I am very, very curious how post this whole thing, we're already starting to get used to the idea. Or when I say we, I mean just people. Like, we are now going to get more and more used to food being delivered to us.
Sure.
And things like that. Are we, depending on how long this lasts, are we going to exit this thing being like, yeah, we still want those things. Like, we still want jobs at home and all that. Like, are we just going to go right back to normal? Or is there going to be more of like hey, we were actually doing just fine with some of these things in the quarantine?
It might be a split, because like with my business, my job, half the staff was already work from home anyways. So like that wasn't that big a thing. And the only real reason I went in the office, was just to kind of get some sort of human connection with people. Otherwise, I'd just be by myself all the time. So, that's grim. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
But you need to be there, though, otherwise?
No, I don't. No, don't need to be there. No. But, unless they're going to start shipping out pizzas to everybody on Pizza Friday, I don't know how that's going to work, so.
That's true. Yeah, you should at least go in on Friday.
just show up for Friday, just for 1.5 hours, just to eat the pizza and then go home. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many jobs that do not need to be there, and the bosses just want you there because it's easier to control what you're doing and all that. And I do wonder. And I also wonder, how many companies themselves will be like, do we really need these fucking people coming in every day? Do we need a goddamn desk for them? Do we need AC pumping in? Do we need all this shit, the power? Why don't we just have them at home? They're working fine at home. You know, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I feel like it's the 21st goddamn century. We should have, there's no reason so many of these jobs should be in person.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how many businesses go completely, like, do away with, like, having an office. So, we'll see.
It's been a long time since I've needed to be anywhere while working.
And look,
I don't even know if, honestly, any of my jobs, I don't think I've technically had to be there for any of them, for the
main part of your job,
15 years that I've been professional, like, started out just doing like data entry. No, of course not. Paralegal work. No. Working at a brewery helped to be there for marketing purposes, but for the most part, I still didn't have to be. And then the last job definitely didn't have to be there. So, yeah, I really could have been working at home for my entire life. Too bad.
No. Yeah, I guess it's good to realize that.
Too bad. Whatever. Yeah. So anyway, gang, we're still hanging in there. I'm sure you guys are too. Feel free to call us 904-218-2188 at reportthispost.voicemail.com. what's the phone number again? Sorry.
It's 904-
4-6-8
7-6-7-8 Yeah, write that down, would you?
I'm not gonna write. 904-468 post. Right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. 904-468 post. You guys heard some voicemails today. Some real good content from the Joker and Anonymous. We're gonna have more for you guys coming up. This next week's topic is a real good one. Real excited about it. Won't say what it is. Being mysterious for no reason. We have some fun episodes coming up. And 904-468 post. Thank you for supporting the show during these troubling times. If you have anything else you want to share with us, reportthispost@gmail.com.
Great.
I'm not on Twitter. Christian is. You can find him at TS Tittenbacher, whatever his name is. Never figured out your last name. Not really into it. Don't really feel like learning. It's like several syllables. Don't got the time. Don't got any of the time in the world to figure that out.
Do you want to close out with one more voicemail from a special caller that we had over the weekend?
We had a special caller, even more special than the Joker.
Yes, sir. We had all right, a caller.
Here we go.
This is related to our feminism episode. So here is our very special caller that called in this past Saturday.
Okay, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Sadie Doyle's adult skateboarding husband here. I don't have a post about feminism per se because they're all bad. But if you ever want to find some really funny posts, wait until after something bad happens to a hashtag girl boss, and then just search their name and then the words either crying at work, sobbing at my desk, or variations on that. And you will find a lot of really sad girls with giant 80s glasses, and they just go through their accounts. They have some really great, excellent, well-thought-out posts. Hope everyone's safe in Florida. Bye.
Well said. Thanks, Sadie Doyle's skateboarding husband.
Really
doesn't
good.
Even have an actual name, which is real sad. Sadie well, won't let him have one.
Yeah, he did the whole thing. He took her name, and that was what she suggested to him. So terrific.
Yeah, go back and listen to that feminism episode. Real good stuff. Real good feedback on Twitter from. One guy was a huge fan of it, and Courtney specifically.
Terrific.
Great episode. Christian, it's been fun. We'll see all you guys later, right?
Yes.
Bye.